Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Before people jump to conclusions, they might take time to understand all the facts. That is, unless the narrative of what is initially being proposed fits a preconceived bias, then the instinct might be to just accept whatever it is that was first said. After all, why challenge something that supports your prejudice? A couple of quick examples. In November 2016, the owner of Gibson's Bakery in Oberlin, Ohio, caught a black Oberlin College student attempting to shoplift wine from his store. When he confronted the student, two other black college students set up on the white bakery owner and proceeded to assault him. The three students were arrested, and the narrative went out that the historically racist bakery was discriminating against the students because they were black. The truth was that the bakery did not have a history of racial profiling and discriminatory treatment as the students claimed. Nonetheless, with the support of the college, students immediately protested the bakery. These ongoing protests hurt the bakery's business and libeled them as longtime racists. The bakery chose to sue Oberlin College and was recently awarded $11 million in compensatory damages and $33 million in punitive damages. By the way, the three female students pleaded guilty to misdemeanors and read statements in court that said the baker's actions were not, in fact, racially motivated. So despite the proclamations, student protests, and college support, the students' claims were all based on lies. U.S. Marshals in Memphis, Tennessee, were attempting to carry out arrest warrants. The person identified in the warrants for aggravated assault, conspiracy, and armed robbery was 20-year-old Brandon Weber. Weber answered an ad on Facebook for a vehicle. He met the owner for a test drive. When the owner stepped out of the car, he shot him five times. The victim survived but remains in the hospital. Officers with the U.S. Marshals Service identified Weber and tried to stop him as he was getting in the vehicle outside of a home in the Fraser community in northern Memphis. The marshals say he rammed the car multiple times into the officers' vehicles and then got out holding a weapon. The officers fired at Weber, killing him. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is investigating the shooting. Now, when television reports began trickling out, residents began to gather in the street. Instead of trying to help calm the situation, Shelby County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer seemed to throw fuel on the fire when she declared the local community has a reason to distrust the police. Now, with that, a crowd of protesters clashed with authorities and began hurling rocks and bricks toward the officers. At least 36 officers and deputies suffered minor injuries, including six who had to be taken to the hospital. Authorities had to use tear gas to disperse the angry crowd, who seemed to be inflamed by an anti-police bias and commitments by Sawyer that seemed to encourage the acts of crowd violence. Sawyer tweeted, quote, "Don't judge Fraser without asking a community how it feels to mourn their youth over and over again. What do people do with their pain and trauma when it gets to be too much, when a city has ignored them, when their loss is too great and they can no longer yell at the sky?" End of quote. Sawyer doesn't seem to care about the impact of her comments. Someone should respond to Sawyer's question about what to do with their pain and trauma when it gets to be too much. The answer is introspection. Start looking at how you're raising your kids and what values you're inculcating into them. Take responsibility and don't just accept the biased rumors that others spew. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.